News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, folks, before I go to this caller I've got on the line, let me just tell you real quickly, there is an event coming up a week from Thursday, right there in Huntsville at Burritt on the Mountain, up on Montesano. The Alabama Policy Institute is going to have a dinner celebrating conservatism. It's going to be a great night, good food, and I'm the keynote speaker that night. And I would love to have some of my Right Side ruffians there that I've not had a chance to meet in person show up, and let's have a good night together to celebrate being together, because you know what? We're not wearing masks. We're able to be in the same room. We're enjoying a beautiful facility, great food, and then hopefully great speech by me. But I would love to meet some of the folks that I hear on the radio or get the emails from, or just know that you're out there making the show successful because you're in the audience. So yeah, that's March the 10th. You can get your tickets, by the way. There's limited seating. And by the way, I think I've already heard that like over a third of the seating has been scarfed up just by folks going to the Right Side Radio website. So go to rightsideradio.org. There's a button on there. You'll see it at the top of the page. It says, get your tickets for the API 2022 Huntsville dinner. If you go on that way and get your ticket, you can use the promo code RIGHTSIDE when you check out. Your ticket is half price. I worked that out just for our listeners. So I hope to see you there March the 10th. Go to rightsideradio.org. Get your ticket half price with the promo code RIGHTSIDE. Hey, I appreciate the fact that Mark from Owens Crossroads held on during the break. Mark, thanks so much. What's on your mind today, man?
Hey, Phil.
Hey, good day, sir. How are you?
I'm definitely watching the State of the Union address.
Okay.
100%. And it's... Okay. Halfway because of the humor value that I hope to get out of it with this guy speaking. But in all seriousness, the country is kind of in a serious place here, in the world even more so in certain areas. And for that reason, I want to see. I find it quite interesting that you got the lady from Minnesota, Tlaib, who's going to give a rebuttal, which sounds kind of weird.
Yeah,
I think the Democratic Party's fallen apart, and I don't think Nancy Pelosi will tear up the paperwork camera.
No, this time she won't. She'll be doing that super hard hand clap that she gets when she's real excited. It's going to be something to watch. Yeah, that was, by the way, that was still to me one of the most unprofessional things I've ever seen, when she stood up and ripped the State of the Union speech in half. That's just absolutely.
Yeah, one more thing. I think it's too bad there aren't any questions or things of that nature going on, because the old man isn't half bad at reading a teleprompter. We'll just see if he mixes it up a little.
You know, you're the second or third person I've heard say that lately, and that's a great point. Did you see when all the Freedom Convoy stuff was going on in Canada, the Premier of Canada, because they have a parliamentary style, he actually had to come and stand. I mean, this is Trudeau himself. It'd be like Biden doing this in Congress. Had to come stand there and be grilled and respond debate style for his policy. Did you see that?
Yep.
I think it'd be awesome, but... You know, he's allowed to shelter himself and call a lid on his day at 1:30 and fly out to Delaware every weekend if he wants to, which he does quite often.
Just see if he has to fire another speechwriter. But thanks for the call, Phil.
All right, Mark. Thanks for your time, man. Appreciate you being in the audience. And, I think tonight, if you follow me on Twitter, I think I'll be watching this, taking notes on it for tomorrow's show. But also, I'm pretty sure I'm going to do a blow-by-blow on Twitter as I go, with impressions of what I'm seeing, hearing, experiencing, feeling, deep in my emotion. I'll be deep in my feels, you know, while I am lit. I'm just going to have to go ahead and say that there won't be alcohol involved, but I will be under the weather to some degree, just having to watch that. But I'll watch it. I'll do it. Like Jeff Poor said, it's my job. I'll watch it. And I got some more stuff on this when we get back. Not the least of which is the fact that I did notice a minute ago, there's an article out on Daily Caller talking about the number of Republicans that have chosen not to attend. And they don't mention, by the way, that maybe he broke it on our show the other day. We had Congressman Barry Moore on the show the other day from right here in Alabama's delegation, who said that he has already told them he will not be attending. All right, we'll talk about that stuff and more when we get back. If you want to call in, 866-494-9866. Call in, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, Just Plain Right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I was about to tell you all about Just Love Coffee Cafe, which I will do momentarily, but I saw that Steve from Tennessee held on during the break, so I want to honor his time. And hey, line one, Steve, Phil Williams, how you doing today, man?
Hey, Phil, I'm good. I just wanted to say, I wonder if Biden's going to have the gall to mention climate change in that speech with his self-induced skyrocketing gas prices that we're paying. And I know you're a biblical guy. Genesis chapter 8:22, God told Noah, seed time and harvest, wet and dry, daylight and dark, and hot and cold will continue forever. And last time I looked, forever's not in my lane. So we shouldn't be worrying about it. That's my 2 cents.
You always have a good, solid 2 cents, man. All right, you have a great day, Steve. Appreciate you calling in.
You too.
All right. Listen, hey, before I go to the next caller, let me do what I need to do to also honor the folks who helped make this show possible. One of those is Just Love Coffee Cafe. So Just Love Coffee Cafe, they have two locations, one in Hughes Road in Madison, the other in South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. I mean, literally, folks, I love this place and I love their products. I've got Just Love Coffee Keurig cups here at the office at the studio so that I can, you know, have a cup when I'm on the air. But what I love about them too is they are not just about coffee and great food, which they certainly have plenty of, but they are also an organization that gives back to the community. I mean, they are constantly doing something to raise money for a charity, to help out with a local high school event, to do things that are just, you know, giving in a sense. So when you see their name, Just Love Coffee, what I really appreciate is they also just love community. So I just appreciate if y'all would consider supporting them as a business. I know that Travis said that they had a real heck of a time, you know, when COVID first hit. They had just opened their locations, and they went through it like a lot of other small businesses, but they survived. And it's because of the quality of who they are and what they serve. But I will just tell you, Just Love Coffee Cafe, small business, locally owned, and they have a great, great set of products and a good atmosphere. You really need to consider supporting them because they always support the communities in which they serve their products. And I love that about them. That's why I'm so excited they're part of our team. All right, there's that. Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Let me jump over to another caller here on line two. I got Ryan from Huntsville. Hey, Ryan, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today?
Hey, good, Phil. Just wanted to get your thoughts on. So back during the Bay of Pigs when we had the crisis, you know, long before I was alive, the anxiety that Americans had back then about the potential threat, you know, of a nuclear strike on the homeland, do you really think there's any kind of that kind of threat to the U.S. given the kind of rhetoric that's going on? Like, should Americans have anxiety and paranoia over that as a potential option from the madman?
Well, I appreciate the question. So number one, I will not discount it, but I will say this: anxiety and paranoia, no. A firm resolve and a preparation for any potentiality is always a good idea, though. And so when I say that, I mean, and Ryan, if you'll just let me go into scripture for a minute, I mean, we're literally told in Philippians 4 that we should, in all things through prayer and supplication, let our requests be made known to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts and minds. It literally says, be anxious for nothing. So I say that to say, me personally, I lean on my faith, but I've also, you know, do the things that you're supposed to do, like, you know, make sure your passwords are correct and you change them out periodically so you're not cyber attacked easy. Make sure you've got the ability to have cash on hand in case something happens to your bank, and, you know, and think through things and have a plan on how to contact your family. So I say all those things to say, I don't think that we as a nation need to live in fear, but I think we need to always be prepared. Did I lose him, Copper? Did I talk so long that he went?
Yeah, he dropped off.
Okay, well, I hope I didn't talk his ear off there, but the reality is, great question, Ryan, and thank you for that. To the extent that we need to fear and be anxious, no. To the extent that we need to always be ready and never underestimate the enemy, I say yes. And you can do that And one of my favorite verses, I guess I'm in scripture mode, but one of my favorite verses is Isaiah 50, verse 7. It stood me well in some difficult times. And it says literally, because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know that I will not be put to shame. What he's basically saying is he's going to set his face against the tide and just do what has to be done. All right. That being said, let me talk about tonight's State of the Union. Number, if you want to call in, by the way, you can, 866-494-9866. But tonight on the State of the Union, it's an odd deal, all right? So this, I called this whole section the State of the Union. And it's it, like, for instance, isn't it funny how COVID went away? Did you notice that? Have you noticed that suddenly masks aren't necessary anymore? The CDC came out with guidance the other day, Friday, before the next Tuesday's, or this today's actually, State of the Union. Suddenly it's okay. I mean, you don't need a mask if you don't want to. You can have a mask if you feel like it, but you don't have to. I mean, you know. And they changed the standards. I told y'all yesterday, they changed the standards at the CDC for how they even measure COVID. We went from having 95% of the counties in the United States considered high risk to overnight they went to 37% because they changed the metrics. They changed the actual metrics that they used to measure it. I mean, come on. People can see through this. How about the fact that in the U.S. Capitol, that beautiful building with the dome that I love going to, I love seeing, it just, you know, it blesses me. That being said, it's been ridiculous that Nancy Pelosi, as Speaker of the House, controls half the building. On her side of the building, you have had to wear a mask, go through COVID testing, social distancing, up until yesterday. Isn't that interesting? While across the rotunda, on the Senate side of the Capitol building, it was not necessary. How awkward and weird is that? Apparently, it's a contagion-free district when you cross through the rotunda. Well, USA Today reporting that the new CDC guidelines came out, and all of a sudden, all 535 members of Congress will be able to attend Tuesday's address by President Biden without wearing masks after the requirement was removed in the House. Even saw a report today that suddenly you don't always have to wear your mask in the White House either. Wow, isn't that just funny? Other things that are happening, I mean, one of the things that's most significant is the fact that, you know, it's very common, it's expected, actually, that they do it right here in Alabama, the State of the State address. When the governor gives the State of the State address, the opposition party will have their opportunity to provide a rebuttal address. And it's usually pre-recorded, but it's there. Usually aired on public television with sound bites on mainstream television. That being said, it's very common in the State of the Union address for the same thing. I mean, you know, okay, rebuttal. And what's interesting to me is there are times when it's pre-recorded, and you can tell the script might have changed on the State of the Union speech at the last minute, and the pre-recorded rebuttal might be a little different. Other times, I know it's been live. Remember the one when Marco Rubio was giving the rebuttal address as one of the junior senators from Florida, and he got cotton mouth in the middle of it and had to drink some water and got all kinds of lampooning. But shoot, I've been there before. Give a speech, always have water in the podium when you give a speech. So that one was live. But the weird thing tonight, the very weird thing tonight, is that President Biden does not appear to have control over his own party. I mean, this is, I'm not just saying that like, oh, he doesn't have control. I know, I'm saying it's real. I mean, literally, there are two other members, from what I heard this morning. I was listening to, what show was that? The David Webb Show, when I was driving in. The David Webb Show this morning on Patriot Channel on Sirius Radio, he literally said that there are two rebuttals planned from Democrats. So one is you're going to have the governor of, where is she from, Idaho? Hang on a second. The Republican address will be by Governor Kim Reynolds from Iowa, I'm sorry. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds will be giving the Republican response to President Biden's speech. But then lo and behold, we're going to have Rashida Tlaib, super uber liberal Islamist apologist Democrat, giving a rebuttal on behalf of the Independent Family Workers Party. What does that sound like? Communism, socialism. It's a socialist party. The Independent Family Workers Party has got a member of the Democrat Party giving a rebuttal on their behalf. And she's going to do it. And she's, you know, basically she's basically thumbing her nose at her own, you know, the head of her own ticket. And then on top of that, I hear, and I've forgotten who it was that was going to actually do the address, that the Congressional Black Caucus is going to provide its own rebuttal because they don't feel like black farmers in the United States have been given proper care and concern in COVID relief. That's all I know on that one. I don't know any more than that. I haven't not seen a official story, but allegedly that's out there. So the president of the United States has three rebuttals, two of which are from his own party. When have you ever seen that happen? Now, I've been a political junkie for a while, and I do not recall this ever happening. It certainly didn't happen to Obama. No, it didn't. I don't recall it happening to Trump as a Republican. Now, you know, Nancy Pelosi tore up his speech and all that kind of stuff, but I don't recall that ever being a thing that we had to watch happen where the head of a party's ticket, the president of the United States, had to have two rebuttals coming from within his own party to the State of the Union speech, and they were planned well in advance of the speech. Whew. I'm just saying. Don't think he has control of his own party. All right, folks, listen, you want to call in here in a minute? We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and wrap up the day. It's been a good one. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We're in the afternoon drive right now. Some of y'all got the car keys already in the car and you're headed to the house. Be careful on the roads. We'll come back in a minute. Wrap it up for the day. Be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you guys, you may be going home tonight in this beautiful spring weather, which, by the way, last night, I woke up this morning, I got up around, 4:45 something this morning, it was 29 degrees outside, 29 degrees. And it's like now it's 66 outside. You don't even know what to wear in the morning. It just fluctuates so much. Well, that wreaks havoc with your heat and air system. I mean, are you turning on the heat at night, turning on the air by day? We are right here at the studio, I can tell you. So you might want to consider having your system serviced and not let this, you know, freak out your system. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, one of our team members, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they serve Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas. A veteran-owned small business right here in the area, James Vanderford, who owns Vandy's, he's a veteran of Afghanistan, which I certainly appreciate having served there myself. And he's now serving his community here with quality heat and air system. 6 days a week, Vandy's can come out to your house on a Saturday, 6 days a week. And they'll give you a free estimate. They won't try to upsell you on things you don't need. I'm just saying, it doesn't matter whether you have a gas or electric system. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is there for you, and I'd appreciate you checking them out. But they got a special right now, by the way, and their special is this. They will come out and service each unit, $69 per unit for your spring servicing to get it ready for the hot weather. And if anything happens to that over the next year, they'll give you a 10% discount on any parts or maintenance. That's big doings. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Please tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Copper, did we have a caller? I can't tell from your message on the board. Do we have a caller on the air right now?
No, he didn't want to come on air.
What was he saying?
He said that tonight he predicts that the rebuttals by the Democratic Party will set up the groundwork for them to push Biden out on mental issues.
Oh, that's an interesting thought. So basically, we're so dissatisfied with him, we had to do multiple rebuttals to get all the messages out there, and this is our chance to start setting that stage for why the party needs a new leader. Is that what you're saying?
I guess so, yeah.
What he's saying, I guess. You're right. The messenger at this point. Okay. Well, by the way, I did find, and it is true, the Congressional Black Caucus, Congressman Colin Allred, he is a Democrat from Texas, will be delivering a response to the State of the Union. The Black News Channel will be the ones hosting that. And so, that there is going to be another rebuttal. So he's got two rebuttals, both coming from Democrats. Rashida Tlaib being the most, notorious response because it's gotten more notoriety. I guess notorious would be having more notoriety. Anyway, the bottom line is this. I saw one headline said the Democrats are all over her right now for this, and they're saying this is like keying your own car. I mean, why would you do this? You're basically taking pot shots at our party. So while, the point being made a moment ago by the caller that maybe this is a setup to begin sort of taking Biden down, at the same time, there are others who are openly mad about it. I'll be honest. It's going to be interesting to see how he gets through the speech. Now, he's done some things. I'll be honest with you. He does appear sharper. At first, I was really of the mind that he did not know where he was sometimes. It's been better. One caller made the point earlier, he can read a teleprompter pretty well. The question would be, how would he hold up under debate? But tonight, we'll see. I mean, reading the teleprompter, responding to the audience, making his points in a clear and cogent manner. Will he engage the moment and read the room and know where he stands? I don't know. We'll see. Because, he suffers for an inability to have an effective delivery quite often. And I still can't figure out how he's been considered an effective speaker for so many years. But what we're going to see tonight, all right? So State of the Union tonight. Other things we've talked about today, I covered down on some things that are happening right here on the home front. And I also, by the way, I think one of the things, Copper, I tell you what, you still got clip four ready? You good to go on that? You can highlight it if you got time. I think we got time. Here's one of the things that also indicates to me that President Biden does not have control over his own situation because, once again, there is a bipartisan push against his policies. Clip four is Senator Joe Manchin and Senator Lindsey Graham, both Democrat-Republican, calling for a change in our energy policy. Go ahead and play clip four for a second.
We're buying over 600,000 barrels a day of crude from Russia. We've been doing this for quite some time. And I just think that basically for us to set the example and ask the rest of the world to step up to the plate, we have to step up to the plate. That means basically reversing some of the decisions that have been made, but no leasing, not drilling, and basically cutting back. We need energy independence more now than ever before.
We're not using the energy sector as a weapon. We're failing to hit Putin where it hurts the most. 40% of the oil and gas, 40% of the revenue of the Russian economy comes from oil and gas. Republicans are asking Democrats to do this. It will increase prices here at home. There's no doubt. But we're also asking the administration to contemplate changing their policy about energy production here at home. We believe now's the time for us to increase energy production to make up to our allies what they may lose if we go after Russia hard.
All right, stop there. So here's the bottom line, folks. Tonight, as I watch, I'll be taking notes and basically coming on tomorrow telling you what I see and hear and what I heard and what I saw. But one of the things that I'm most curious about, because I think it impacts not only our economy, but it impacts the global situation we find right now in Ukraine and Eastern Europe. There are countries over there in NATO that are being somewhat held hostage because they allowed themselves to get into a position where they buy their energy from Russia. If we become an energy exporter once again, we can sort of lighten that load for them and give them an out. And we can also stop paying Putin for the 600,000 barrels a day that we're buying from him. Upwards of $10 million a day that we're sending in cash to the Putin administration. And that galls me when you stop and think about it. So we'll see tonight, will there be any call to change the policy in light of current world events and in light of the price at the pump and in light of the downturn in the economy and in light of the rising tide of inflation and in light of the supply chain issues? Every bit of that can be addressed in part by addressing the energy policies that Biden so recklessly put in place when he first took office. All right, what a great day. Plenty of stuff to come tomorrow.